Hashtag SAFM Sunrise.
7 minutes to eight the time. Good morning to you. Well, as you know, we have millions of South Africans living in different places around the world. And sometimes something happens that really tells you how the rest of the world sort of sees us, raises all sorts of questions. And such a thing happened to Nomfundo Dlamini. She currently lives in the UK. She was moving from Europe into the UK, and she came across something that she thought was so important that she should get in touch with us and tell us about it. I'm pleased to tell you that Nomfundo is on the line for us now. Nomfundo, good morning. I know it's still quite early where you are. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning to your listeners as well.
Okay, you're going to have to tell us the story. So you're moving from Europe into Britain. You were given a form to prove that you were South African. What did the form ask you to do?
So this is a case, Stephen, that has been faced by me and some colleagues of mine in my network. We are currently in the UK to complete our master's studies. And it happened in several occurrences. The first was in an airport in Madrid. On Monday, one of my colleagues was trying to actually fly in, and she encountered a form that was given to her at immigration. Not only did she have her South African passport with her, and also her biometric permit, which allows her to be within the UK to complete her studies. She was given a form in Afrikaans to fill in to prove that she is a South African. And had to, I guess, undergo this means test, failing for her to actually understand or pass this particular means test would mean that you would not be allowed entry onto the plane and therefore not permitted to come into the UK.
So this was, she was being tested on her language of Afrikaans to be certain that she was South African.
Absolutely. It then occurred again at the London Heathrow Airport with another colleague as well yesterday who was trying to fly into Ireland, which, as we know, is also part of the Greater Cohort. Unfortunately, it's really disturbing because there seem to be quite a few occurrences on this side of the world that are just perpetuating the type of South African that is actually permitted to be or welcomed in the United Kingdom, and unfortunately it doesn't seem to be the type of South African that is coherent of just Afrikaans. So it does kind of raise a bit of aspersions pertaining to who is actually welcome and who is deemed a South African. If you cannot be literate and fluent and quite articulate in Afrikaans in the year 2002.
I mean, what you're really saying, let me say how I see it, perhaps, to help you out here. Basically, they're saying if you don't understand Afrikaans, you can't come in. You're not a South African. And that would mean that it's much more likely that white South Africans would understand Afrikaans than black South Africans. I realize that there's all sorts of research on this. But it would seem to me then, the inference would be, they're saying if you speak Afrikaans, you're South African, not Xhosa, not Sotho, not Abavenda, Afrikaans is what they're saying.
I mean, it's apartheid 2.0, Stephen, and I didn't think in my living life I would have to not only lose family members who had to fight against this type of oppression in our own country, but now to be inundated with this type. So it was something that, I guess, really raised an alarm bell within our own particular network, and we thought to really inform other fellow South Africans to be quite aware of these type of aspersions, because this can actually impede whatever type of financial implications that you might have if you're traveling and trying to come in abroad. So it's better for us to be really informed. And one of the things that we just hoped we could get is someone to just explain why is it that this form is not available in our 11 official languages? Why is it that this form is a means test for you to be able to prove your nationality when UK visa immigration and kind of entry requirements are quite well known.
Well,
so it really hit us by surprise.
I mean, it's a bit like us saying to British people, here is a form you have to fill in, and putting it in Welsh, you know. And if you can't fill in this form in Welsh, you are not British.
Exactly. I mean, we laugh about it, but I won't lie to you, Stephen. Especially being a person who's abroad currently, it did really shake us to the core because there's no communication about these things. You want to know who's consulted. But more than anything, even as South Africans being abroad, there's a reason why we're here, for a short period of time for most of us. And we would love to also be able to assist in terms of how it is that these type of interventions would be put in place, or at least give some explanation. But this in and of itself, to be honest, really just reinvigorated an element of further oppression, further discrimination. And it's very, very difficult when things like this can also kind of infringe on your own on your own human rights.
It's also, what does Britain think of us that they think we're more likely to speak Afrikaans than we are to speak Xhosa? I mean, there's so many questions that come from it. Nomfundo, when we saw your messages yesterday, we knew that it was going to be important for us to get you on the radio. So I'm glad that you were able to make the time to speak to us, and thank you for that. Nomfundo Dlamini, someone you've heard interviewed in various capacities on the radio before, currently living in the UK and in Europe, as you can hear her talk about her network, and thought it was important to raise it with us and just tell us that this is happening. If you can think of any explanation as to why the British government would do it, just your reaction to that as well. Defined as South African by your ability to speak Afrikaans is sort of the headline, I think, that comes from that. I'll be very interested in your view on 011 714 2006. You with SAFM leading the conversation, 8 o'clock.